Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's news collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Lauren Tucker, and Paige Lang. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. While the Sleeping Cabins project was in the midst of a wind-down phase after renewal being refused by Council in November of 2023, the project has now been given another chance to thrive. Beginning in 2021 with a partnership between the City of Kingston and Our Livable Solutions, OLS, the Sleeping Cabins provided transitional housing and services for up to 17 individuals. The project's end was decided at a council meeting in November, the major reason for the decision being that the cabins did not have a permanent location, meaning residents had to move seasonally between Center 70 and Portsmouth Olympic Harbor. However, the OLS team persevered through the wind-down phase, which was originally supposed to bring the project to a close at the end of September, and presented a promising future for the project at Tuesday's council meeting. Crossroads United Church offered to provide land on their property for $1 a year, located at 690 Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard, to house the sleeping cabins and build Crossroads Village, a community centered around the cabins. Alan Baer, a board member with Crossroads United Church, had the following to say before council.
That's a gravel parking lot, and it's been there for decades, taking up quite a lot of our space, but really not doing much. It's generally used for overflow parking, and that's only a few times a year to complement the 70-70 paved spots that we have, and it's also used for a place to dump the snow from the parking lot and other places. Occasionally, dog owners walk their dogs there, but the mission of the church is not about parking and pets. It's really about people, especially those that are most vulnerable. But the church has really never had the financial resources or the trained personnel to do anything that was in line with its vision, with what is essentially wasted space. So when this council asked OLS to find private land for the sleeping cabin program. We waited to see if anyone else would step up because we had never done anything like this before. But then when no one did, then we felt we needed to act. We could provide the land, OLS could provide basically everything else.
The project is also securing funding in new ways. A significant amount was pledged by the Agora Group of Companies Incorporated. In a surprising delegation, Agora representative Joel Thompson announced how much the company plans to contribute to the project in the coming year.
I believe it is important to never say never and leave the door open to future pilot programs and expanded services and partnership opportunities in the future for the betterment of our community. In conclusion, by supporting option 2, you will help advance this crucial project with a temporary zoning approval and set a precedent on how public and private partnerships can effectively tackle social challenges. Together, we can transform lives and position Kingston as a beacon for social justice and community care. We eagerly anticipate your affirmative action and are excited about the potential of bringing Crossroads Village to life this calendar year. Thank you for your consideration. And I'm happy to answer specific questions as it may relate to regarding the proposed site plan, concept plans, budget, or timeline for the project.
I always like it when people put money where their mouth is. So I really appreciate the fact you're actually putting resources to what something that you believe in. So thank you very much. The question I have is you mentioned that, you went quickly, $10,000 per suite. How many suites do you sell usually? So give me a ballpark figure of how much money we're talking about.
Based off of pre-sales and projections, but like, we should be donating about $10 million a year.
$10
million? Yeah.
A year?
While the location for the future of the project is secured, to move forward, OLS requested council provide support with this transition and moving the cabins to the new site. This would include up to $150,000 for fees associated with application and legal fees to finalize the Crossroads Church lease, and up to $350,000 for building and construction needs. Additional requests to support the transition include allowing OLS to purchase the actual cabins from the city for $1, for the city to cover the cost to move the cabins to the new site, and to consider a possible extension beyond the original September 30th end date for the cabins at their current location to allow time to prepare the new site. Council voted to support the move with a vote of 12-1, praising OLS for their innovative solutions and their commitment to continuing the project.
A window has opened, right? And we needed that first thing to happen for the second thing to happen. And so sometimes you can't see it at the time, but I think we're exactly where we're meant to be. And what's interesting to me is that this window that's opened has supporters outside looking at you, and some of them are holding big checks and bags of money, and that's excellent because it's exactly what you need in order to keep going.
I just want to give a shout out to everybody who was involved with making this happen in such a short period of time. You were given council direction of a wind down not that long ago. And in that period of time, you found land and you found a private partner to take up your cause. I think that we're seeing sleeping cabins be replicated in other municipalities. I really do hope that you prove the concept. That without having to move from location to location, which I know was a problem in the previous pilot project, without having some relying necessarily on the city to come back hat in hand for more funding, now you have a donor, you have land. Make this work. You know, I think that there is something really great here on the housing continuum that you guys can do. And please, by all means, like let's see this proof of concept work on your own.
Councillor Jeff McLaren, representing the district that the cabins will be located in, was the opposing vote. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for today. Right now, the Union Gallery is the summer exhibition The Garden of Forbidden Fruits and the Laws of Cosmic Consciousness by Kelby James in the Project Room, running from now until July 27th. This mixed-media installation features screen prints, textiles, and found objects, and this work aims to illuminate queer psychedelic experiences through rich visual language and material process. To hear from Kelby and learn a little bit more about the exhibition, tune in to the Kingston Curator Thursdays at 2 p.m. for our interview. Also at the Union Gallery, in partnership with Modern Fuel Art Gallery, is the Twofold Artist-in-Residence, led by co-directors Jill Glatt and Berlin Reed, which is an opportunity for local BIPOC artists to dive into their practices, collaborations, and discussions while having access to designated workspaces, professional development and mentorship, communal events, and a studio visit platform. This year's Artists-in-Residence are Shanique Pert, Alicia Udvari, Shamara Pert, and Samara Khan, who will work at the Union Gallery in July and Modern Fuel Art Gallery in August. The Union Gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday and is free to peruse, and for more information you can visit uniongallery.queensu.ca. Also in news at Modern Fuel Art Gallery are several summer exhibitions. In the Window Gallery is Bag Belly Box House by Joy Wong, featuring textile works created from kombucha, exploring the materialism of culture and reflecting ideas of nourishment and preservation, motherlands, and the predicaments of care. In the State of Flux Gallery is The In-Between by Laura Lewis, a figurative painting exhibition featuring renderings of two SLGBTQ+ artists, featuring four large-scale paintings that are part of a larger body of work, exploring psychosexuality, queerness, melancholy, identity, and community. In the main gallery is Playful Encounters, featuring multiple works from Modern Fuel members. These exhibitions run until July 20th, and Modern Fuel is open for you to peruse Tuesday through Saturday. Visit modernfuel.org for more information. Running at the Tet from July 16th to 22nd is a solo exhibition from Patrice Dwyer entitled Emerging from the Pandemic, reflecting the artist's journey through the pandemic with watercolor and oil color pieces. The opening reception, which includes refreshments and an opportunity for discussion with the artist, will be hosted from 5 to 9 p.m. on July 16th. This exhibition is located in the Tet Center Gallery and is free to peruse, although exhibition hours may vary. Also upcoming at the Tet from August 2nd to 31st will be Contemplating Glaciers, A Dialogue, a solo exhibition from Jan Kabatov, curated by Jessica Turner. This exhibition will include photography, sculpture, paintings, video, audio, a virtual reality element using an Oculus headset, and footage from the documentary on the melting of the Athabasca Glacier that is currently in production from this creative team. There's also new events and exhibitions all the time, and to learn more you can visit tetcenter.org. Tickets for this year's Theatre Kingston Fringe Festival went on sale on June 20th, and the full lineup has now been announced. This year's festival runs 11 days from August 1st to 11th across three venues and includes 18 shows. Single show tickets and dash passes are now available at kingstongrand.ca, and to learn more about Fringe and all the uncensored, uncurated, and unboring shows hitting the festival this year, you can visit theaterkingston.com. This and every summer Tuesday, you can head on down to Springer Market Square for Salsa in the Square. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., enjoy a free beginner class and then hit the open dance floor until 10 p.m. Also in Springer Market Square every Wednesday summer evening, enjoy Swingin' Summer, a live music throwback to the era of romantic, joyful, and jazzy songs from 7 to 8 p.m. And every summer Friday evening, Springer Market Square hosts Kickin' It Country from 7 to 8 p.m., featuring live local country. For more on these events, visit downtownkingston.ca. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art is now open, including programs for youth and adults, as well as workshops and summer camps. In July is adult programming like Exploring Realism with Charcoal, Realism in Oil, Shading 101, Intro to Printmaking, Intermediate Print Space, Intro to Sculpture, and Paper Mache Sculpture. Youth programs include Drawing Fundamentals and Intro to Sculpture. For more information and to register for upcoming events, visit ksoa.info. And every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in four more rounds of trivia, whether you're going it solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more. The winning team walks away at the end of the night with a $50 gift card and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square and Springer Market Square on Thursday evenings this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This week, July 18th, you can say, "Hi Barbie" to 2023's Barbie. The movie starts at dusk, and this summer you can also mark your calendars for The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now and bring your blankets, chairs, and bug spray to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. And coming up at the screening room, you can catch these special screenings of Reality Bites on July 16th and 18th as part of the Alternative 90s series, Dial M for Murder on July 16th and 18th as part of the Summer Alfred Hitchcock series, and there's also new arrivals and special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.com for all of your cinema adventures. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. Today's sports report is the fourth part of a 12-part series previewing the OUA football season, and today we'll be focusing on the Guelph Griffins. The 2023 Guelph Griffins were one of the more unpredictable teams in the OUA. If there was one word to summarize the 2023 season for them, it would be inconsistent. Some weeks they looked fantastic, like their 33-10 victory over the Varsity Blues, or their hard-fought 24-17 loss to the Queens Gaels. And other weeks you saw just how wide the gap could be if the team did not play up to snuff, such as their 41-18 drubbing to Windsor, or their 60-21 loss to Laurier, or most consequentially, their three consecutive defeats to end the 2023 season and knock them out of the playoffs. This is a team that finished with a 3-5 record that could have easily been 6-2 if they had showed up each and every single week. When it comes to Guelph, they always have top-tier athletes on their roster, and that was the case in 2023 as well, but it is worth noting a lot of Guelph's best players, especially on offense, were young, and with that extra year of experience, it's not unreasonable to assume they'll take a big jump in 2024. Look for third-year running back Donovan Malloy to have an outstanding season for the Griffins. In 2023, he tallied nearly 1,100 yards on the ground and a couple hundred more through the air as he was the centerpiece of Guelph's offense. Alongside him, look for continued development from their young quarterback Tristan Aboud, who will be entering his second year of eligibility. The tall, rangy, and strong-armed Aboud made some fantastic throws last year, including a 50-plus yard dot against the Queens Gaels that left me speechless. Aboud is prone to making poor decisions, he is a young quarterback, and he gets happy feet in the pocket. Last year, the reason why the Gaels were able to beat the Griffins is because of a couple key early turnovers from the young quarterback, an interception and a fumble. If Aboud can get a better feel for the pocket and knock out some of those young career kinks, don't be surprised if Guelph roars back into relevance and puts up a 5-3 or 6-2 season. Guelph has a fairly favorable schedule for 2024, all things considered. They don't play Western, and they get to play Waterloo at home. Other than that, they do have difficult road games against Laurier and Queens, But with the schedule as it currently stands, Guelph should hit that 5-win plateau and maybe steal a 6th against a team like Windsor. The Griffins are definitely a dark horse to win the Yates Cup. Don't be surprised if they make the playoffs, but they've still got a lot of growing up to do before they unseat the top teams like Western, Queens, or Laurier. This will conclude our sports report for today. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best. And please enjoy the promo for the Week 5 game between the Queens Gaels and the Guelph Griffins right here in Kingston, Ontario. On Saturday, September 21st, two perennial powerhouse programs in the OUA will go toe-to-toe at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Your Queens Gaels will host the Guelph Griffins. Last year, the Gaels and the Griffins waged war in a classic contest that went down to the wire. Can the Griffins get their revenge, or will the Gaels stay golden at Richardson Stadium? There's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Join us for our pregame show at 2:45 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3. Trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this one.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting partly cloudy skies. We have a 30% chance of showers early this evening, and that'll clear before morning. Winds will be 30 kilometers per hour, becoming light this evening. We have a low of 16 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, Thursday, the 18th of July, we're expecting sunny skies, becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon. Winds will be 20 kilometers per hour late in the afternoon. We have a high of 24 degrees with humidity that's going to feel like 28, and we have a UV index of 7 or high. Thursday night, clear skies with a low of 12. On Friday, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 25, and for Friday night, clear skies with a low of 14. Looking forward to the weekend, we can expect more sunny skies with those temperatures sticking in the mid-20s, and for the evening, clear skies with lows in the mid-teens. That wraps up your weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC traffic report. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for the week of July 12th to 18th. Pavement rehabilitations will take place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road to beyond Highway 15 overpass and on the Sir John A. McDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. Highway 401 westbound at Sydenham Road off-ramp, expect a lane closure and ramp closure during the following dates and times. July 15th from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. July 16th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., July 17th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., and July 18th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for this week, Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert, closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. Beckett Street, Charles to Dufferin, closed July 12th to 17th to accommodate construction-related activity. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th, closed until September 1st for buried infrastructure replacement. Road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plast Arms to north end of King, closed until September 30th for construction of new storm and roadbed. Road will be open to local traffic. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, closed until September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue, Union to Earl, closed until July 31st for the Queens JDOC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway and is set to conclude in late December of 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow 50% of the available 271 parking spaces to be available at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Aberdeen Street, Johnston to Earl, expect delays and closures along Aberdeen for contractor to complete road and sewer reconstruction. For project details, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. Bath Road, concession to Queen Mary, expect delays until July 22nd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day to accommodate roadway crack rehabilitation. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd, expect delays while a contractor begins phase two of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. For project details, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. Collins Bay Road, Prince Charles to Princess, expect delays while a contractor completes phase two of the Princess and Collins Bay active transportation improvements. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford, expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Highway 2, Abidon to St. Lawrence, expect a lane closure to complete enhanced flood protection of Abidon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. The lane closure will be controlled by temporary traffic signals. For project details, once again, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard, Union to Princess, expect delays until July 22nd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day to accommodate roadway crack rehabilitation. Expect delays on the following roads from July 18th to 31st from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day to accommodate asphalt reclamation. Princess Street, Division to Clergy, John Counter Boulevard, Aberfoyle to Portsmouth, Portsmouth Avenue, Old Quarry to John Counter, and finally, Front Road, King to Sandy Bay. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is Paige Lang with your concerts and events calendar for this week.
It's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through cfrc.ca today. On Wednesday, July 17th, sit on the patio and take in the sun with Wings and Tunes and open mic with Sean McCullough and friends. Bring your friends to the Cove Inn, grab a bite, and enjoy the music from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Admission is free. Walk down the Springer Market Square for the ultimate throwback to the romantic era with Jazz Big Fat Horn Band. Every Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m., enjoy the songs of yesteryear for free in the square. Come down to Rideau Heights Community Center for a fresh food pop-up that won't break the bank. Enjoy pre-made meals and produce while taking in the summer sun. The market is from 2 to 5 p.m. and is free to attend. Need inspiration? Come to Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar for Musiki Life Drawing. Bring your art supplies and for $5, draw inspiration from uninstructed life models. Stay after and grab a drink from the bar 19+. On Thursday, July 18th, there's nothing better than reggae on a summer's day. Walk down to the Cove Inn for Canadian blues reggae legend Terry Gillespie, pairing up with Jamaican blues goddess Crystal Axe. The beats run from 5 to 8 p.m. and admission is $5. Come down to the Grizzly Grill for family rock band the Garvin Brothers, grab some dinner and watch the show from 8 to 10 p.m. Admission is free. Every last Thursday of the month, Hotel Wolf Island hosts Open Season. They are declaring Open Season on anything musical with guests Chris Brown, Joey Wright, and Jason Mercer. The show runs from 7 to 9 p.m. and the event is free. Get on your dancing shoes and dance along with four-piece funk blues band Jelly Train at the Toucan. The band is free to watch and plays from 9:30 to late. For just $5, enjoy karaoke at Daft Brewing. Bring your friends or mingle there from 8 to 11 p.m. Enjoy a brew and some fun karaoke. Experience your favorite movies under the stars at Kingston Market Square. The free movies are fun for the whole family. This week is the classic rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You. The movie starts at dusk and bring cash for snacks and drinks. On Friday, July 19th, Blue Martini hosts Christopher Jackson and friends every Friday playing your favorite covers and new originals. The cover is free and the show runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Do you love Neil Young, the Rolling Stones, and Tom Petty? Well, you're in luck. The Young Petty Stones are bringing that rock and roll tunes at the Cove Inn from 7 to 11 p.m. Enjoy the music for a good cause. Tickets are $85 and include buffet dinner, show, and donation to the Westport Food Bank. Hotel Wolf Island is hosting Wolfcella 2024, July 19th to 21st. See bands like The Get Alongs, Raf Reza, DJ Espresso, Potions, Kate Fenner, and Friends. The festival features a Midsummer Night dance party and a lakeside wind down. Tickets range from $25 to $50. For more information on times, check out hotelwolfisland.com. The Kingston Grand Theatre hosts a tribute to the King of Pop with the Michael Jackson History Show. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. and tickets range from $40 to $70. Put on your cowboy boots and boot scoot and boogie over to Springer Market Square at 7 p.m. for Kickin' It Country with Chelsea Road. The event is free to attend, just enjoy the music outside. Start your night off right at the Toucan with Quentin Cautry while he plays solo acoustic sets ranging from folk to blues from 5 to 8 p.m. Stay until the late hours of the night with the Jailbirds, a three-piece band playing grunge, modern, and classic rock. The show runs from 10:30 to 2 a.m. Admission is free. on Saturday, July 20th, take in the summer heat at Confederation Park for Saturday sessions with Adam Chartrand, Yann-Nick Michaud, and John McClurg. Enjoy the free music in the park from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Watch soulful singer-songwriter Frank Ryan at Juniper Cafe. There's nothing better than a beautiful view and good music. Grab a coffee and watch the show from 4 to 6 p.m. Admission is free. Support the Tyendinega Township Volunteer Firefighter Association with Jack McAvoy and friends at Lonsdale Hall. The show runs 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. Tickets are $22.63, and all proceeds go towards the cause. Get ready because Howe Island is bringing the Festival of the Season this Saturday, featuring bands like Wide Mouth Mason, Oak Ridge Avenue, and the Bon Evans Band. Enjoy the beauty of the Thousand Islands with a vendor's village, great food, and amazing atmosphere. The festival runs 3 to 6 p.m., and for passes, check out www.howeislandrockintherock.com/tickets. From 7:30 to 10 p.m., check out Ellis Hall on the Queen's University campus for a free observatory tour and astrophysics talk. The talk is led by Queen's PhD student Parisa Nozeri, who shares about her own amateur astrophotography and dust in the interstellar medium. The event is free and for all ages. Kingston's biggest street festival is back. Princess Street Promenade is 4 days of promenades, each filled with excitement at downtown shops, restaurants, spas, and community groups. Princess Street from Berry Street will be closed to traffic. The promenades run from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. This event is for all ages. On Sunday, July 21st, shake up your Sunday with Mauricio Montesinos while he plays flamenco pop at the Creekside Bar and Grill. Hang out and enjoy the show from 5 to 7 p.m. and admission is free. Head down to Finkel Shore Park for free live music in the park. This Sunday features Marion Drexler Band, Salty Dogs, and Rasmin Pier. The show is for all ages. Enjoy the music. Celebrate 60 years of Cataraqui conservation with Emily Steele Nadeel, Clem Chesterfield, and the Lazy Boy Recliners. Head down to Little Cataraqui Creek Conservation Area and enjoy the blend of country and folk in the great outdoors. The event runs 1 to 4 p.m. is for all ages. Tickets are $22. Rest and relax this Sunday at Battery Park with free yoga in the park. Bring your mat and start your week off right. The yoga is taught by a local instructor and is open for all ages and abilities. That's all for CFRC's concert and events calendar.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.